We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Big news for our next guest, Wojo. He's in New York today, where he is going to be sitting in for Mike Francesa. Chris Christie and Wojo is the new show, I think. I've heard rumors. Is it? Do I have that right, Wojo?
Christie and Wojo. This is the first time Wojo will actually be working with somebody who's bigger than him.
No. You guys have it close.
Oh, what is it?
I'm sitting in for somebody even bigger than that.
Oh, who are
you?
Oh, we meant physically. I mean, we meant physically bigger.
No, bigger shot even than that.
Yeah, this is a big shot. Yeah. Wojo and Rieger will be hosting the Valenti Show, the Mike Show, today between 2 and 6. Mike apparently is on vacation. I haven't really kept track. How are you, Woj? Yeah.
Do you think they need a special chair for Chris Christie? They must.
Oh my God, yes. Have you seen? Remember when he played in that Yankee celebrity game?
Oh yes.
That was one of the great looks of all time.
Yeah. I'm great. Happy day after 7-Eleven day.
Oh, how many did you have?
I didn't have any Slurpees. No.
I only went once. I wanted to go more, but I did go once.
I did not go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can go today and just pay like $1, right?
Yeah. But it's not free.
Yeah. It's right. Singular. Yeah. Everything's great. Yeah, did the Tigers make any trades yet today?
Tigers haven't made any trades, but I did want to also say to Woj real quick, happy day before your power goes out day.
No, my power has gone out twice in the last 5 days.
And today we're expecting 50-mile-per-hour winds.
No, there are winds, but it goes out, and then I'll get the call from DTE later, like 2 hours later. We have discovered the problem. It was a normal maintenance issue, like, they knew it was coming. Why didn't they warn me? I wouldn't have had all my appliances running at the same time.
Right, and your air conditioner turned down to 62 degrees.
Well, it was close, perhaps.
Yeah. But real quick on the Tigers, I did tease this. I pulled my classic Doug Karsh tease beforehand. I said,
coming up at 9:35.
I did. I said, Wojo, there's a lot of things Wojo thinks the Tigers can do at the trading deadline, but there's one thing he's dead set against.
It's
putting the Little Caesars logo on top of Comerica Park.
That is a little bit, shall we say, cheesy.
That was a hot and ready take, Wojo.
I mean, just a little bit. But no. The one thing, Tigers cannot trade Mikey Matu. I don't know why you guys are campaigning for that.
Well, you're true. Yep.
Yeah, no, this is the thing, and I'm just going to lay it out real quick, and I know Jamie and Stoney are both going to be so annoyed with it, but this is my take. I'm done giving you guys any slack, and by you guys, I mean you people out there. Every time I say you can go ahead and do something, you want more. When I said, okay, I'll finally agree to a college football playoff, 14, within a minute, can we have 8? Can we have 16? Can we have 8? Can we have 16? I finally agree. Okay, yes, they need to sell. They have some veterans to sell. I agree with selling players who have value, but you've used up most of their value. And within 3 minutes, you jackasses out there are like, can we sell Fulmer? Can we sell Fulmer? Can we? Come on. No! You can't sell Michael Fulmer. That's nonsense. And please tell me. Unfortunately, I was listening to NPR, as I always do every morning, so I didn't hear if you guys talked about it. Please tell me you're not in favor of trading Michael Fulmer.
No, because Michael Fulmer is exactly what the type of person that people want them to get. They already have a young guy who they have control over for 5 years, so I don't want them to trade Michael Fulmer. However, Woj, to play devil's advocate with you for a second, and the Gov, our friend Tom Milliken, wrote a blog about this a while ago. If, and it's a major if, and I don't think there's any team in the world would do this, if you would take Michael Fulmer and like Zimmerman and Cabrera and their contracts in full, would you trade Michael Fulmer?
If you got like, I don't know, the top 37 prospects in baseball every turn. Sure. Okay. Yeah, I would do it then. Okay. I mean, or 35
right.
prospects. I'm not going to go ridiculous.
But Michael Fulmer's who you already have. You don't know because they're prospects if they're going to turn into Michael Fulmer.
Right, exactly. And see, I blame this. Actually, I don't blame Jamie and Sony. I blame this on the kids these days, like the Bogey kid who does this show at 6 p.m. with me. He started this on the 4th of July. He was talking about it. And I thought it was interesting that he really thought about this. Okay, now he's going to say, but I'm kidding. No. First of all, when does that ever work for a team trading away their best, not prospect, but the prospect, but their best young? Like, at some point, the Angels may have to think about trading Mike Trout. Like, maybe he's been in the league 7 years or something. Not when a guy's been in the league 1 year for prospects that, as we know, I mean, oh, that great haul the Tigers got from Cespedes and David Price. Yeah, Fulmer and, oh, Norris and Boyd, who we still don't know what the hell they are,
well,
right?
Not to mention the fact that both Cespedes and Price were going to probably leave the team at the
right.
end of the season.
Right.
That's the
right.
big difference. They're going to have control over Fulmer for another, what, 5 years, 6 years?
Right. It's not just about, and see, and I'm speaking to Al Avila here, so you guys pipe down, to Al Avila. It's not just about what you can get in return. Then every general manager would have free reign to trade his best player every time and look like a great general manager and get a million prospects. It's about what little you still have to gain from keeping somebody. And that means their contract status, their age, how long you've had them, how much, if they're going to be a free agent like J.D. Martinez. That to me is it. It would be like, and Stoney used to hand these out liberally, if I recall. It'd be like giving Al Avila a free pass. And I said this on the little Wojo and Bogey show, Bogey Wojo show. I said, like, if Al Avila goes to Chris Bryant, I guess can't find any takers for JV and JD. Come on, please, can I trade phone? I'll look such a good GM when I get 22 prospects in return. No, you don't get the easy route. You do it the hard way. Sorry.
We're talking to Wojo Wednesdays with Wojo. He and Rieger are in today, 2 to 6 on the afternoon show.
Oh, no, Rieger's in?
Yeah. You and Rieger, 2 to 6 on the Valenti program.
Rieger's not going to be in a good mood because he did not get the job as the voice of the new Kermit the Frog, as the other guy just retired.
There's a new Kermit the Frog?
Yeah, there's been two of them. The second one retired yesterday, and they announced who the third one is going to be, and it's not Rieger.
I'm getting a bit of a posture. I'm not sure I'll make it into it.
Now Wojo has a frog in his throat.
Oh!
Whoa!
A frog in my throat.
Yeah. Wojo, let's get to Calvin. We talked a bit about it. Not much here in our mind other than the fact that he says, I asked them and they said they wouldn't let me out of my contract. Is this Calvin speak? Are we missing something here? Or did he maybe want to get away from the Lions and go play for another team in your mind?
I think it's lame that he said this, whatever, a year and a half later. Stuck. I agree with what you guys were saying. The word stuck. But think this through. I think this is what is bugging Calvin in my mind.
What's bugging Calvin?
Not that we really care anymore, but he probably felt like he played the company line, you know, well, you signed that contract extension. Well, that's what everybody wanted. That's what the team wanted. That's what the fans wanted. I think he even renegotiated a couple of times or restructured to make room. He played the company line, figuring that eventually they'd figure it out, and with Stafford, they would win. And maybe he sits back and looks at somebody like, you know who didn't play the company line at all and was a complete at times jerk about it but got his freedom because of it? It's somebody like Ndamukong Suh.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe in retrospect, Calvin's like, God, I was, you know, maybe you have to be the jerk to get out of town or to gain your freedom. And it makes me wonder if Matthew Stafford, is he more Calvin or is he more, unbeknownst to us, Sue? Like, is Stafford stepping back and watching this and thinking, I could finally, do I want to be quote unquote stuck? I mean, theoretically, he's boys with Calvin, right?
Right. Yeah. Right.
Don't, might they not think similar ways? I'm not, I don't know anything. I'm just saying he hasn't signed the extension yet.
Right.
And there's another quarterback, Kirk Cousins, who's probably going to go through the franchise tag thing starting on Monday.
For the second time, right?
But, and you could do it a third time, too.
But don't you think that, Stafford was just waiting for KCP's contract to get done to kind of see where the market
would
be?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. And I heard Stafford, his dream is to play 1 year with the Los Angeles Rams.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
That's a little bit odd. He always wanted to play with Aaron Donald.
Well, Woj, we're going to let you go because we want you to go out and stock up on groceries and stuff since you're going to lose your power later today for the next two or three days. Plus, you have a two-hour show. Check that. A four-hour show.
Hey, Woj,
four-hour show. I'm headed straight back into the hyperbaric chamber when I hang up.
Woj, if you lose power, the lovely and talented is away. My daughters are away. My dogs are away. You have plenty of space in my house.
Party at Stoney's
house.
Dude,
I would watch that reality show start to finish. Are you kidding
imagine?
Me? Stoney and Wojo living together?
No, I have faith in my power. Come on, Farming the Hills.
I think Wojo might literally sleep in his backyard with all the wild animals and thunderstorms pouring down than stay in Stoney's mansion.
Yeah, we are going to get rain all day, aren't we?
Yeah, off and on. All right, Woj, we'll look forward to listening to you today, 2 to 6. Thanks, buddy. Good talking to you.
Bye,
yeah,
Bob.
Yeah, bye, Bob.
Woo!
There he is.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.